So I'm Abby. I'm 37 from the Midlands, and I am one half of Girls Adventure Club, but I'm also a mindfulness teacher as well, and most recently helping teenage girls with all things kind of confidence and self-belief. Over to you, Jess.
Hello, I'm Jess. I'm 32. I'm also from the Midlands, and I am the second half of the Girls Adventure Club, but I'm also a mum of two as well, and I work part-time.
Nice. And before we get into what the Girls Adventure Club is, how did you two first meet and get involved in this world of wellness?
It's
Oh,
honestly,
where do you start?
yeah, exactly where. So, if we really want to go back, and both our nans had a business together, a dressmaking business called Birdie. That's like another story in itself. But we've just family friends. Like, we're both from the same town. But I think it was more in recent years we've both had kids the same age. So I've got
That brought
Poppy.
us together.
So our kids really, yeah.
And so what is it that obviously you met through that way? What is it that made you want to do this particular project together? Or was there something beforehand? Or how did you get to this moment?
Well, started last year. I'll start, Ab, if you want. Is that all right? So last year I actually did a wolf run for the first time, and I absolutely loved it, and I couldn't believe like how good it actually made me feel. Like, I never thought I was fit enough to compete and do anything like that. And as I say, I came away feeling incredible. And so I was like, I want to do another one, So we had a look, and there was one called Mud Girl, is it, Ab? And I said, right, Ab, come on, you're doing it with me. And we booked it. And then out of nowhere, it got postponed. Over to you, Ab.
It got cancelled, and we were just gutted. We were like, because we were both just looking forward to doing something that was like for us. So we said, right, keep the date. We'll just, you and me, we'll go out, we'll go for a walk and just catch up. And so we did. And so there was no like real big plan with Girls Adventure Club. We literally went on this walk and we really enjoyed it. But I think what highlighted both of us was that we don't do enough things that's like just for us. We're both moms and very much in that mom mode. But actually, doing that walk, we were like, you know what? We felt really good for that. Like just
The
going out.
same. We was at Plent Hills, and we caught the sunset. We ended up running back up the hill because we could catch this sunset, and we were like, oh my God, we were like mesmerized by it, and we were like, I want to see more, we want more. So then we went on another walk the following week, didn't we? And I think it was that.
And even then, though, but we, again, we set this page up. We weren't really sure, were we? We thought, is this just going to be more of like a blog, like people
Blog,
can watch our journey, or actually, will this be that people want to join? So we put this first sunrise hike out, and we had about 7 or 8 people, I think. And we were like, do you know what? If we're feeling like this, other people will, other
gotta
moms, other
be,
people. And it's just like, yeah, it's just grown organically, which is the beauty of it. Yeah, we love it.
Before we get into the power of like the community and just community in itself, what is it that made you seek that sense of adventure or just being outside in nature, originally, like when you both booked in the original walk and the run and stuff? Like, what was it that made you even want to do that? Because that's the first step, but it's quite a unique step to take in the sense that many people just sit at home all day and are happy doing so. So what made you want to actually just get involved in that sort of thing before the adventure club itself?
I think we probably both have different answers to that, but for me, I've always been like, I always like to go to the gym. Like, I've always done that since I left school. So being active has always been a massive part. And then having the kids as well, like wanting to almost like be more outdoorsy with them. But I think Jess, well, you answer yours, but yeah, you're very like outdoorsy. I think we've both like probably complemented each other and like helped brought that side out of each other. And just when you are in nature, it's just, I find it for me really calming. And I almost kind of like, if I've had a stressful day, I'm just like, right, I need to go for a walk. Even just around the block, like just get outside. So yeah, that's kind of from my part anyway.
And I suppose for me, like, again, like I've always loved being active. And then I've started playing netball. I play netball on a Wednesday, like for the last year. And I suppose it's just been a knock on, like, playing netball, love that, joined the gym, love that, and then did Wolf Run. And then I walked to Yorkshire Three Peaks. So that sort of really confirmed to me, like, I love it. And yeah. And like I said, this is where, like, it's sort of, come into the Girls Adventure Club. And then here we are, like, just loving the outdoors. It's like a proper lifestyle change now, and it's proper embedded into my lifestyle, like with the kids, like Ab saying, we want to be outdoors with the kids and show, like, promote that side of life, really, rather than staying in and screens and, you know, digital. It's all, you know, well-being, isn't it, and getting out.
With the overload of tech, like you just mentioned, do you think more people are looking into this space itself, and how important do you think it is that they actually get out into the world and get involved in different things like this? Because I've got it myself, like, I'm on my phone a stupid amount of hours every single day, and I'm sort of isolated from the world quite a lot. And when I do go out just into nature, even if I'm by myself, there's something so empowering about that. So yeah, what's your sort of take on getting out into the world?
Yeah. And I think as well, for the women that come on these walks as well, like, they don't really know what to expect. But when they come in, they're all like, oh, my God, I feel really, like, energized, feel really motivated. Like, they want more of it. And I think it's weird, almost, I feel like, giving people that awareness of, like, this is what you can do. Like, we all have, you know, kind of same hours of the day. I know we all have different priorities and stuff that we need to do, but, like, this is, we're kind of opening the doors, I think, for women to, like, just, yeah, really promote that. That it is really does time with your well-being. Like, it's not just about going on the walk. It's like so many of the different factors as well, which is just a real positive impact. We find
that often,
like
the women are like seeing how we're feeling, and I actually feel like they want to feel like us in a way. You know, we are sort of becoming like, women are wanting that feeling, and we're noticing it more and more. And obviously it shows now in the Girls Adventure Club, like more women are wanting to do it, which is what we love.
And what would you say to people that say, I don't have the time for any of that, I'm so busy? Like, do you think you can carve out time, or do you think you should, or what do you say to people that have a list of excuses that even I have as well sometimes?
Abby, you can answer that.
Get me into trouble. Oh, do you know what? It's really hard because everyone does have their own, like, routines with life. But I think it's all about stepping out of your comfort zone. And that's where growth. And also, you don't even know, like, I didn't even realise I needed the Girls Adventure Club, if I'm honest. Like, before last August, I was kind of just, I suppose, plodding along and just thinking, I'm kind of okay. Like, I always wanted a bit more, but I thought, I was just plodding along. And so I think it's just step out of your comfort zone once in a while. Just do something different. Do it for you. Do it for your children. Because the one thing me and Jess both agree on is that when we've done a GAC walk, or because we do other things, like we do events as well, when we come back, our whole family benefits from that, because we feel up. We're like buzzing. We're like just feel energized again. And that is only a positive for my kids. So for me, that's even more of a driving force for me to continue on this journey, because it doesn't have a negative impact. Like, it's only good comes from this. So it's just, hopefully that message portrays. And I think, like Jess said, I think women are wanting to, what's this? Like, you know, dip their toe in a bit. And then we're now seeing regulars as well, which is amazing. Like, they're just coming back for more.
And how did that process, like you mentioned it earlier, it started off with like a handful of people and it's just grown and grown and grown. Like, can we dive a little bit deeper into that, if you don't mind? Like, how did that process of building a community go from the idea to where it is now? Like, what were some of the key things along the way? What were some of the challenges? How did that sort of work? Because it's been such a short time and you've managed to make such a success of it.
Well, I hate to say it, but I feel like with social media, like, you know, that's really where you capture, like, do you know what I mean? And try not sell the idea to people, but, like, Abby knows I love social media. I love and hate it, but, like, I'd say I'm kind of good at it. And I just love getting my phone out all the time. So I think by, like, when we go out on our walks and we're showing that off, I think that's played a part, like I said, through social media, really, and engaging with our audience, would you say, Ab?
Yeah, definitely. I think with the social media, it's like telling a story, isn't it? Like, it's giving that little snippet of what we've been up to and you know, there's nothing, we're almost like trying to portray it. And the message is like, you know, what is stopping you? Like, getting them to think like differently, like, you know, we're doing this, but you can too. Like, this is, And also, I think what we try and cater to is like we have a mixture. So we have our local walks, which we do tend to get like we had like 50 the weekend, which is amazing. It's more convenient probably for people. But then we've got other people that have come on like the ones where you have to travel like a couple of hours or overnight stays. And so we're just trying to bring that balance as well, because we want it for everybody. Like, yeah, you know, it's not just the only rule we have is don't bring your dog. Because we just like, for us, it's like, it's all about women coming to do something for them, not be responsible for kids or for your dog or whatever else. So I think I've got, sorry, I think I've like gone up on one there, but yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. And is there a two sort of sided question? Was there any inspirations in terms of giving you the confidence to get started with this? Because there's one thing, I know so many people, including myself, that have so many ideas. Let's do this, let's do that. That would be so good if we did that. But there's one thing, having the idea and then doing what you have done with actually implementing it. So did you have any role models or inspirations or anyone that you could sort of take confidence from? Or how did you get that confidence to begin with, to actually take that first step? Because so many people don't.
Jess is looking puzzled, and I'm going to say Jess, like for me, was having someone like, because I had a business like many years ago and had it on my own, and I ended up selling that business. I think if I had someone with me, like it would have gone differently, but having Jess in this, like we're a duo, and I think we're like, it works really well because we both bring different stuff to the table. And I think at those very early days, I might have been like, oh, I don't know if this is like, if people really want this, and Jess be like, no. And then we both kind of reaffirmed to each other that this is what's needed. And I think that was just the inspiration was, yeah, me having Jess, like my buddy, to like back me up and back each other up and just really go for it. And that's just what kind of.
I agree. Yeah, completely agree.
And how much control do we have over our lives then? Like, You've got great people around you, and like it's easy to come up with ideas, and like I said, you've done the hard bit in actually implementing it. But yeah, how much control do we actually have over our lives in terms of making changes, changing our reality? Even if you're in a bad spot, like how much control do you think we have in terms of actually saying, you know what, today's the day that I go from broke or financially, like whatever it is, and just actually spinning it around? How much control do you think we have individually over our lives?
I think it's down to each person, but I think it's what you surround yourself with as well. Like, so for me, COVID, that was the first time I had my first life coach, and I honestly believe like I'm where I am now because of that life coach. So I think it's all about who you're surrounded by as well. Like the stuff you know absorb on social media, and I think we've probably absorbed other accounts or other stuff that's been like, you know, actually why couldn't we do that? And then that's how we're kind of evolving, and I think that's very much how we'll be with the future as well. Like, you know, between us we've got some ideas, and it's exciting, but I think yeah, definitely having those inspirations and those accounts or people you can turn to. Like, honestly, Ted, like, we obviously came across you and, like, we watch your stuff and we're like, wow, like, you just, it's really, really inspiring to listen to your story and what you do. And I just think, yeah, surround yourself with the right content, with the right information is what's going to move us forward, give us
that. That's a big factor. Yeah, I think, you know, we take it so much on, and it is literally, like, I had a clear out on my social media, removing anything that was going to bring any negative, you know, negative vibes or energy my way, and literally I've replaced it with such uplifting accounts, and I swear that has had, you know, that shifted my mindset, and that keeps me going. And I think it's everything we see, read and hear, it's everything around us.
And on that point as well, you just mentioned there the life coach. Another two-sided question: how important is it to have a mentor, a role model, an influence in your life, like directly in your life, helping you on your journey? And also tied in with that, do you have any other sort of practical wellness tips for anyone out there to sort of take on board that are quite easy, you know, to start today?
So, like, for me with the life coach, it's almost like I never looked back then. She was the woman that introduced me to the whole meditation, journaling. I then ended up doing like an NLP course and doing coaching myself for people. And And for me, so my wellness tips would be just simple things like meditation and breath work. Like, they do sound very woo-woo, I know, to some people, but like, they're such simple things that you can implement in your day that will have such a positive impact. And they don't take hours. You could just literally do, like, one thing I remember saying to Jess at the very start was like, just set your phone for a minute and just really become aware of your breathing, because we all have those days. Like, you know, we can't control what happens to us, but we can control kind of how we react to it. And just set a timer for a minute or two just to check in with, okay, how am I actually breathing? And just, yeah, deep breaths in and out, as daft as that might sound, like, it has such a good impact. And with the journaling, I call it more like a brain dump, just like get stuff out. Like, we've all got so much going on, and you can be old school. Like, I've got that many notebooks and journals, like pen to paper, but you could do it on your phone, even do a voice note. Just get that stuff out, because it will make you feel lighter. So they're my go-tos that I, yeah, do. I don't think I could cope without them, to be honest. I wouldn't be very sane if I did.
Yeah. Jess, how about you? Do you have any advice as well?
Well, I suppose, yeah, like, being consistent with like the gym, that's something I think's really helped me stay on track. And again, like, I don't journal physically, but I do it on my phone, and I just find offloading that massively helps me. You know, I was going through a phase, I haven't been the last week or so, but going to the gym before the kids get up. And I just found that to be a real big power move. Do you know what I mean? Like sort of getting up that early, coming home, knowing that I've already done a workout, and I just felt amazing for it. So that's something that is very much in my routine. And I do feel a lot better for doing it first thing in the morning, you know, set you up for the day. And I think anyone can do that starting tomorrow. You know, it is about just making that decision and running with it. Like, don't change your mind as well. Like, I think you need to be, just kind of act, decide and then act.
Yeah. Which is something I've gone through recently as well. I've got a massive whiteboard over there, and I've like got so many ideas, and I start one thing, it doesn't get traction, I go to the next thing. So I'm definitely going to take that on board myself, because yeah, it's easily done. My last couple questions, my show's called If Only They Knew. Is there one thing you wish you had known at an earlier stage in your sort of journey with this, that if you knew it back then, it would have sped things up or sort of put you in a better position or a different position? Is there one thing that you think, if I would have known that back then, it would have changed things slightly?
Is this like with the Girls Adventure Club or just from whenever?
Just in general, but if there's anything specifically with the club or if anything in your life, like there's a few things that obviously life mistakes. You're like, if I would have known that back then, I would have avoided that completely. But is there anything in life or with this that you would have wished you had known?
For me, I wish I'd found the love for the outdoors like when I was 16. Like, I wish, that's the one thing I still wish I'd found. Like, I know I'm only 32, but now I've got small kids. I can't just run away to the mountains for the weekend, you know. And I just think that, there's no better feeling for me than being outdoors, you know, like hiking and walking. And I just think if I'd done that a lot sooner and known about, I know I could have known about it, but I just wish that was in my life earlier. And I feel like I could have had different experiences when I was younger. Like, I found alcohol instead, and that sort of, you know, led me down a bit of a path. And I wish I could have, basically.
Which is why what you're doing is so important, because you may be the reason why someone doesn't do that themselves. Like, someone looking at your account that probably will never come to your club, just for in a different country, different location or whatever, they may not actually ever join in what you're actually doing. But just by seeing one thing you post, that could be the catalyst that makes them think, oh, you know what, I won't do this, I'll do that instead. And they could be the 15-year-old sitting there that needed that advice. So I think that's powerful.
Yeah.
Abby, how about yourself?
Yeah, I think for me, it's probably to going back, that's why I feel so passionate with the teenage work that I do, because as a teenager, I was quite a negative person. So it's almost like, if only I knew back then that I can't control what happens to me, but I can control how I respond to it. And that, for me, having that awareness on that has been like a massive game changer, because I always, I suppose, used to think, oh, you know, like, this has happened to me, but actually, like, I can take control of that and like completely respond with how I want to, not how I think I should. So yeah, that's yeah, probably for me.
Yeah, no, I like that as well. I've got a lot of people in my life that are sort of relaying that back to me. They're like, this keeps happening. I'm like, yeah, it's happening, but yeah. it's happening and that's it. What can you do? You can only react to it and sort of work your way around it. So I like that one as well. The last thing then, what's next? What's on the horizon, so to speak? What's happening with the club and with you two? What can we expect to see in the next few months?
Well, I feel like we've said this from the start, haven't we, Ab? Like, very much trust the process, because everything that we're doing and delivering is working in itself. You know, it's like, it's not been hard work. Does that make sense? Like, it's just going so organically, it's growing. And I feel like we're trusting that. But that's not to say we haven't got things planned. But yeah, we are branching out into like events. We definitely, you know, workshops, they're firmly like in the future, aren't they, Ab? Well, not in the now, but
yeah. And we've got our first wellbeing festival that we've been asked to go to. We've got that in June, Orbit Festival, so we're really excited for that. So for that, we'll be hosting 2 guided walks, and then we'll also be doing a vision board workshop there as well. So yeah, it's just really exciting. Like Jess said, like we've got our walks, we've got like the next 2 months planned, we've got plans for the summer. I don't want to say too much, because we've got some stuff coming up, which we haven't kind of finalized, but yeah, some like really exciting
stuff. Exciting. We have got, it's gonna just keep going and going. Like, you know, obviously we've got children, so we have to be like careful with how, but we plan it well, don't we, Ab? And it works for us. And yeah, like, just expect more. Like, we're not going anywhere.
I love that, though. You're just going with the flow and sort of staying true to your core value and visions at the same time.
Absolutely.
As well.
There's
magic in that. Where can people find out more about you then, and perhaps get involved if they're in and within the area?
Yeah, so we've got our Facebook page, which is a Facebook group. It's a group, isn't it? Not a page. So that's Girls Adventure Club. We've got, we're over on Instagram as well, Girls Adventure Club. We're on TikTok. Jess would be anywhere else, I don't know.
Where are we? That is our main platform, Instagram. We just find that works for us, you know, and that's where we get a lot of our interaction and yeah. So mainly on there. I was thinking of getting, I don't know if I haven't spoken about this, but like car stickers or posters. We're like, you know, trying to get us out like that way as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an idea.
Yeah, no, that's the way. I'm going out tomorrow, in fact, to promote my workshop I'm doing. I've got loads of flyers, so I'm ready to go. It's a good way, and it's what you're basically doing, being part of the community, making real connections. So I think that's the good way.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure having you on. I really appreciate your advice and your positivity as well. It's not even 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm full of positivity. So thank you so much.
Love that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we love it. Thank you.